Greetings, dear ones, I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. It's a heartbeat it takes for my partner to get into this some call trance. My partner steps away, it's not Lee, but he's here. He steps away and you might say he listens, doesn't know what's coming next. It's fast because it can be. It's fast because the human being is equipped for this. Not for channeling, but literally to be in two places at the same time. This is not going to be a profound teaching channel, dear ones. This is a reflective channel. The fourth in a series in Italy. The one before the seminar series tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm going to talk to a group of Italians. Right now I'm talking to an eclectic group from all over the planet. I'll say different things to them than I will to you. For they have come to hear about the Italian way, the spiritual information that may be there, as I've given to them in so many other towns in this great country. Kryon, some say, are you telling me you know what the channel is going to be? Let me put it this way. If you have a map, you know the destination, but there are many ways to get there. The energy of the moment will determine what is said to get there. I know what the message is that I will give to the Italian people. Profound, powerful, heartfelt, beautiful. They need to hear some things that will undo perhaps what they've been told, to give them hope where some don't have it. Channeling is in the moment. It's like the painter who knows what the picture will be and chooses the colors as he or she goes. The words are the colors, they're beautiful, and they paint as the energy is there that demands the colors that get painted. But this is the way channeling works. And each one of you, dear ones, each one, has the ability to pull on this same source you hear right now. I'm going to ask you a question that I may ask tomorrow of those who are Italian. Number one, do you believe in reincarnation? I ask that because there are so many who do not. The spiritual system of this country does not. And there has been no teaching of it here of any significance at all. And so I ask you, and I will ask them, do you believe that perhaps you've lived before? And here's where I ask you to use your spiritual logic and reflection on who you are. The prevailing doctrine here is this, that you have a soul, and that soul goes with you, and it's eternal. And yet, it doesn't exist before you're born on the planet as a human. Therefore, there's some magic that occurs when you are born and you get a soul. And then it goes forever. I ask you, is this spiritual logic sound? Or perhaps you might add something to it, that your soul existed before you got here. That's the first step to saying, well, I'm going to enhance something that doesn't make sense. I believe the soul is eternal in both directions. In other words, you always were, and you always will be. Now, to some, that sounds blasphemous, because that means the soul is eternal just like God and always was there just like God. It isn't blasphemous when you listen to the words of the masters. The one that is worshipped here and so many others who say to you, the creation source of all things is inside every single human being. The master who is worshiped here many times referred to this, and he said, all of us are the sons of God. And he wanted to impress on every single human that there was some kind of a change happening right there where he was, a dispensation of love, and a realization that the soul that you have is God. Now, I want you to turn the page for a moment, because this was not new information, not for the world at all. Hundreds of years before that master came upon this planet, responsible for all of the compassion that has built these buildings, hundreds of years, there was another master. And even before then, a culture that didn't even have a master, no prophet at all. And the basis of all of their belief, was the God inside. So when you think of what the man Jesus said, he was reiterating what so many masters had said before him. The Creator is inside you. And if that is so, and if that is true, that means that your soul is connected to that Creator. And if that is so, that means there was no beginning of your soul, and there will be no end. I want to talk to the Italian people tomorrow about that very thing. I might use some of the words that I just did for you. And the reason I'm asking is I want you to reflect for a moment on who you are. You know, philosophers, many of them here, have for centuries asked the question, what is the meaning of life? Why do you exist? What is the reasoning for your being here? And I contend that is the wrong question. That the explanation of why you're here would simply be an esoteric exercise in poor logic, because you don't really know the question you should ask. You exist, dear ones, to affect that which is around you. A famous sermon given by Buddha that started the Zen movement was a sermon without words. A sermon where Buddha held a flower, and for the entire time, he just looked at it. All he did was look at it. Some in the ceremony got it and understood it, but what it means is this. The flower does not question its existence or why it is there. When you take a look at the flower, what you see is what it means to you, what it does to the surroundings, how it fits in with Gaia energy. What does it give back to the earth? What does it give to other flowers? What does it give to the insects? What does it give to your eyes when you see it, the lily? Do you understand that the existence of the flower does not question itself? And when you look at it, you see that it is connected to everything. That's you. You are the flower, the biggest flower that exists on this planet. You don't question why you exist. You instead look at your existence. How do you affect those around you? How do you intersect with Earth and Gaia and the things that are beautiful? What imprint do you leave here? If you believe that your soul is eternal in both directions, dear ones, it gives credibility and logic that perhaps you've lived before, and that is the system we teach. And hundreds of years before the prophet that is worshipped here existed, that was the system on earth that was taught. That is the first intuition that is spiritual of a human system you've lived before. And you come back. And what I want to tell you is that your life, as you sit here right now, is not obvious to you. Think about what you say and what you do and how you act and how you love. Think about the compassion that you are able to share with others, not just family, but those on the street that honk at you. Think of the compassion. Does it make a difference? Or is it just high thinking? Does it create energy? Or is it just consciousness that goes away once you think about it? This new energy you're in on this planet is beginning to show and tell things that have never been shown and told before. My partner will bring that information. But to you, here's what it means, that everything you think, every action you have, creates energy and stays here. Every lifetime you've had builds on the last until you are here, old soul, in a small gathering in Italy listening to this message about you, leaving imprints wherever you go. Did you know that when you're alone, perhaps in your room, what you think leaves an imprint? You don't have to necessarily be with anyone else. That is how powerful consciousness is. What do you think about when you're alone? Do you count your blessings? Do you send energy to those who need it so desperately on this planet, who don't have food like you do tonight? I asked my partner to do something very difficult, and he did it in a channel. He said to Americans, do you put light in the White House for your leader or not? What is the attitude toward government? Do you put light there or not? Do you see the power and the imprint that an old soul can have? I want to tell the Italian people how old they are and what has really happened here. So they will know what they're creating. It's beautiful. And perhaps that's why so many of them are going to come. But this is for you. Is death the end, as you've been told? So many have told you this. Or is there more? I have said this, death has no sting. You have had it so many times, dear ones, but you can't remember it because it wouldn't be appropriate. Tomorrow I may give a story about what it's like to die and the frustration of somebody who has passed over and yet is still here, watching those mourn, tear out their hair, and cry for years. And they're sitting there all the time, tapping their toe, saying, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here, I'm here. This is a paradigm shift from what you've been told in an old system that doesn't see a bigger picture, a beautiful system that doesn't even know itself because it never got there yet. This is where you're going. I've said before, you don't know what you don't know. You're becoming quantum. And a quantum human being is beginning to have perceptions beyond that which you were taught. Don't be confused. Don't just turn it away because it's not what you were taught. I ask, are you your own person or are you what you were told? Do you have the ability to even open the box and say, I listen? Let the ancients, billions of them, before you who knew about this cycle, come to you even now and say, it is the way of it. It is beautiful. It is not a judging God, but a loving one. that has created a system where you can come back and continue and never make the same mistakes you made this time. Never make the same mistakes you did this time. That is because this is a new dispensation. It's going to be called the dispensation of compassion someday. And you are the ones who are going to make that difference. Who are you? Who are you to yourself? When you take your last breath, is that it? Does it really feel like that's it to you? Or do you remember that's not it? Oh, there's so much more. We'll talk about that some more if you wish. These are the things right now that give so much hope to so many of you, perhaps who have not heard it in this way before. It's a beautiful system created by a beautiful God, and you have participated in that because God is in you. That is the truth. You're going to hear more of this truth. And so many revelations are going to start to occur from that which you think is static, organized religion, where they're going to start changing certain kinds of things in order to come in line with a greater truth that they will discover. Organized religion is not going to go away, dear ones. It's going to get better. In other words, the truth will prevail. And those who love the Jesus will continue for the same reasons they always did. But they will see a bigger system that he talked about, one that encompasses a loving God and not a judgmental God. And then you'll really understand who he was and why he should be loved so much by so many on this planet. Other prophets as well will start to change what they teach, or their interpretation will be different. There'll come a day when there will be no judgment between systems. You'll be free to worship God in any way you wish, with a prophet or no prophet. And no one will sit at your feet and accuse you of anything. They will say, isn't it great that God is so big that you can see different aspects, different faces, different ways, and you'd all be correct. That's how big God is. It is human beings who put God in the box and seal it off from one another. And that, dear ones, is an old energy that's going away. Be part of it. Who are you? In reflection, when you take your last breath, I promise that you will see the face of God in a way you never saw before. And where others around you who are still here may gnash their teeth and tear their hair and cry that you're gone, you'll know better. You're not gone. And everything you'll do will be to show them that you're not gone. And that is going to change as well. It's a new paradigm, dear ones. The veil is starting to get thinner. You're going to start seeing those you've loved and lost in a different way and know they're still around. And if that's all you get from this room and this seminar and this trip, that's enough. To go away with a greater hope in your heart and a knowledge you're not alone, even the ones you think you've lost. Think about that. And you will be in the same position. Death has no sting. It is simply another dimensional shift, another energy for you before you return, greater than you left. And so it is.